It is time to go outdoors and get an update on fall hunting and fishing with Steve Kearney and his site, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been good. It's been good, Steve. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, very good. Give us an update on the outdoors. You want to start hunting, or do you want to start with the fall bite?
Oh, my goodness. It's been kind of a crazy week. You know, this weekend is the youth firearm season goes today and tomorrow, and heard some mixed results. You know, the bow hunting for me has been somewhat uneventful. It's the deer is still kind of moving really late in the night, and really not much need for them to move. You know, it's been so warm and so nice. On the other hand, I was able to bag a turkey this week, which was pretty cool. I'm a real fan of fall turkey hunting. I really like it. I don't do it in the spring, but in the fall, you can take a hen or a jake, pretty much any turkey. You can only take one. And the idea is try to intercept them as they're moving along cornfields and tree lines. And I had just the exact scenario the other day. I was able to get 400 or 500 yards up ahead and, you know, wait for them to work, you know, their way down the fence line. And it was great. And I even picked out a small bird. Last year, my big Tom was rather tough on the table, let me tell you. So I just went with a smaller bird this time, about probably 8 pounds or so. So maybe half the size of the Tom I took last year. And I think I can make it much more palatable on the table. And I think it's going to be, great. And it was just really fun. And fishing has been really strange. I've been out a lot this week with the groups, and it's been kind of up and down. It's really good early in the morning for about the first couple hours, depending what the weather's doing. And Monday morning, it was 27 degrees on the water in the morning. And I think it's, you know, the fish are starting to make their adjustment into fall. They're a little bit tougher to find. They're not quite, you know, in their turnover patterns yet, where the water turns over and they tend to move some deep, some shallow. They're just kind of in a transition right now. So we're kind of in a transition for everything right now, Steve. We're just kind of at that time of October.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to turkey. It is amazing. I remember as a kid or even a young adult, you would just never see wild turkeys. Now you see them everywhere, even here in the metro area. They're all over the place.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a prolific bird, you know, and I think the reason that they've done so well in Minnesota is they roost up high in the trees, you know, so they're not like pheasants where they're on the ground and buried in a cattail swamp or predators can get to them. And that's why turkeys, you know, have a great lifespan. They can get up nice and high and roost off the ground, and they're an amazing bird. I mean, they're kind of like walleyes. They like, you know, edges, and they like inside turns, and when you see them going in a particular direction, let's say east to west, they're going somewhere in a particular direction, and they stay in that direction. That's why you can get ahead of them and kind of cut them off as they work their way down, you know, cornfields or tree lines or whatever it is, and they're very predictable that way. And also, you know, in the fall, they're not as spooky. They're in, you know, big groups. So I've seen some groups of 30, 40 at a time. And they're much more relaxed in the fall. You know, they're not being, you know, harassed like they are in the spring. So it's kind of a different bird in the fall. But it is the bird of the future. There's no doubt about it. They're just, like you say, I've seen them on 494. I've seen them on 694. I've seen them in northern Minnesota. They're just an amazing bird.
Every now and then they'll march through my backyard. It's kind of like, whoa, check that out. And you never used to see it. So it is quite a comeback story. Hey, about the pheasant hunt, what are you hearing? I know that there's a lot of excitement about the pheasant hunt every year. It's very enjoyable. A lot of people head to South Dakota, but you can find birds here in Minnesota. What are you hearing so far, a week into it?
You know, it's been a tough one so far. It's the numbers really aren't what we thought they were going to be. And, you know, I never really put much credence in, you know, the paperwork ahead of time. But the corn is about halfway down now, so we're starting to see a few more birds than we did 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I just kind of, my judgment on this is I'm just not real sure yet. I haven't seen the broods on the roads like I normally do. Some of the roosters I've seen don't have their color yet. They're very young. But it's going to get better, Steve, you know, and that's what's nice about this, you know, late October. The corn is going to be harvested. All the crops are going to be out, and the pheasants are going to be much more easier to find. The deer are going to be rutting here in the next week or so. You're going to start seeing all kinds of chasing going on. Fishing is going to get better. It's 54-degree water temperature. So everything is coming full circle, and everything will be going here. Probably my favorite time of the year would be the last couple of weeks of October and all of November when everything happens. So you got to be patient. It's going to get better. Just got to hang in there. This is what I call the October lull, which we have right now, kind of that weird period in October when you're sort of waiting for everything to happen, but it always does.
And one final word, we need rain. I'm sure in all your travels, it is dry. It is insane how dry it is here in the cities. And in my travels out of town for a high school sporting event or whatever, we need the rain, period.
You know, Steve, some of the rivers that I've been jump shooting on for years and years are as low as I've ever seen. You actually have to portage a lot of these rivers now instead of travel in a canoe. Plus, the accesses, lake accesses, are getting in trouble again, just like they were a couple of years ago. And we haven't had rain in the northwestern part of Minnesota for, I would say, almost 2 months. So, yeah, we need rain bad, and I hope we get it.
Well, it's always good to visit with you, Steve. We'll do it again in 1 week. Real quickly, where are you going to be? We can all live vicariously through your adventures in the outdoors.
You know, Steve, I was just kind of thinking about this next coming week, and it's going to be a potpourri of bow hunting, duck hunting, fishing. Oh. Duck hunting's been really slow, too. It's the migration has not even started yet, so it's going to be everything on the table this week. So this is going to be a great week, and I'm going to take a few extra vitamins, a little bit more sleep, so I can make it through the week, because it's going to be a good one.
All right, enjoy it. It sounds great.
All right, take care, Steve.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors.